In the meantime, though, we're going to talk about something a little bit different. Now, 91 former NFL players have donated their brains to science after death. And of those 91, and this is according to the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs and Boston University, according to some new research on those 91 brains, 87 of them showed signs of what they call chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is a brain disease. Now, they don't know why.
Repetitive smacking.
From football. That's right, from the repeated hits. Now, they don't know why some of them didn't develop this disease, but most of them did. 87 out of 91. That's almost all of them. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that 96% of all NFL players are at risk for this. After all, these brains came from players who were already concerned that there was something wrong with them.
Well, they were already dead.
Well, they signed up to donate because they were having symptoms, and so they signed up to donate. And then the brains were studied after their death. So they're going to have a little bit of a skewed sample.
There's a movie coming out that kind of goes into this whole discovery of this disease coming out this, I think, Christmas with Will Smith.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, listen, there is an NFL Hall of Fame running back, Tony Dorsett.
And Dorsett.
Tony Dorsett.
Dorsett.
Dorsett. Pardon me.
I'm just saving you from what's going to come in the text.
You're not too tired to be the pronunciation police, are
well,
you?
Well, this is sports we're talking about.
That's
here.
True. This is your wheelhouse. So Tony Dorsett has been diagnosed with having signs of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is this same disease. And listen to how he describes the symptoms. And what's interesting here is you can hear the symptoms. So he's not only telling you about them, but listen to the way he talks.
My memory, it's getting worse and worse as the days go by. My short-temperedness, I'm really short-tempered. It gets worse. It's painful, man. For my daughters to say they're scared of me.
Can you believe that? Isn't that absolutely amazing?
Do you know who Tony Dorsett is? I mean,
he's a Hall of Fame running back.
Hall of Fame running back for the Cowboys, Super Bowl champion, one of the more famous players of the 1970s.
Yeah.
I like that the big names are stepping up on this because the CTE kind of came out of Hall of Fame center Mike Webster, the Steelers from the 1970s. That's what you'll find out in the Will Smith movie when you finally go see it.
Okay.
He plays Indian doctor who kind of stumbled on this because of Webster wanting to get, you know, he died and his family was like, hey, we're curious. So they donated his brain. This was the first time they had, you know, the NFL or however, part of the movie is going to be about is the NFL trying to cover it up. But
yeah,
with a big name, that gets your attention. I mean, it's no disrespect to Webster because he's well-loved in Pittsburgh, and I obviously know who he is because I'm a nerd, and I make football video games with Hall of Fame players in it. But that's not a name that's going to get my aunt's attention.
Yeah.
Tony Dorsett is someone she's heard of. Even if she doesn't know a lot about him, she knows who he was.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, and it's not just, you know, he describes a couple of things. Memory loss.
Did you listen to the pause while he was talking too?
This really is sad. He described memory loss. He described short-temperedness. But for these men, for these former football players that are suffering from this brain disease, the stakes can be even higher than that. Here's Dorsett again.
You know, I've thought about crazy stuff, sort of like, why do I need to go continue going through this? I mean, I'm too smart of a person, I like to think, to take my life. But it's crossed my mind.
So this can be dire straits for these former players. And it's worth asking the question, considering how shocking this new information is, is it time to bring an end to youth football as we know it, because this is where it starts. This is where these kinds of injuries begin. They begin when...
In youth football.
They begin when young people are still growing, their brains are still developing, and that's when they start taking these hits. And they extend well into adulthood. But I think it's entirely possible, and I think it's entirely reasonable to think, that much of the damage that's done, much of the damage that will bring on the chronic nature of this disease, will have really gotten a foothold in their youth. Is it time to bring an end to youth football as we know it? 57500, get those texts in, 57500. I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? Is this just the kind of thing that has outlived the information?
Now, Ethan, we have to acknowledge the elephant in the room.
What's that?
You've never played football.
That's correct.
You don't really like football.
Well, I like football just fine.
Do you watch it?
Yeah, I watch the Cougars.
Okay, that's good.
I'm huge.
Do you watch
the
NFL?
I do on occasion. I watch a lot of Seahawks so I can keep up with Alex.
Okay.
You know, Alex is a huge Seahawks guy. So, you know, I watch some Seahawks. But I'm really pulling for Tanner Mangum. I'm not a sports guy, but I totally get why people love it. I don't dislike football at all. I'm just not
right.
A sports
no, I wasn't
guy.
Going to say that you dislike football, but I mean, this is an area of passion, and I mean passion for a lot of people. So
be that as it may,
I'm asking those people to think tonight. Set aside your love of the game specifically, and let's just look at this one thing. Could it be dangerous for your kids? Not, did you turn out, okay, we already got a text from Jared Auger, who played football all through college.
Yeah.
He's just fine, LOL.
Well, which, Jared.
But put aside your love of the game.
Yeah.
And just say.
Just look at the information.
Is it possible that this could be harmful to your growing son or now daughter, as we've started up a tackle football league for girls here in
yeah.
Utah? Is this something that could be harmful to your son or daughter? Now, obviously, you're grown up, so that's it's a totally different scenario now.
Sure.
But your son or daughter, that defenseless baby that you brought into the world, that, you know, that's so sensitive at the head when they're born that you got to be really careful because their skull hasn't formed yet. Could this be dangerous? That's what I want. Can you honestly look at this and say, maybe the way we're doing it is the wrong way?
Yeah.
Can you do that?
57500. What do you think? Drop that text in. Drop that text in. We would love to hear from you because in my mind, there's nothing wrong. In fact, it's good to rethink traditional activities in light of new information. You get this new information and we start getting a picture of really how dangerous it is. Isn't that what we do? Don't we rethink traditional activities, traditional ways of doing things now that we have new information? Isn't that what we should do with football?